one halakha in Ilchot Berachot. Halakha says that if a person needs to go to the bathroom, whether it's gedolim uktanim, and he cannot hold himself for a period of time of 72 minutes, so halakha says he's not allowed to start a beracha, any sort of beracha. That means if he was making the beracha of Anetilat Shadayim, if he was counting Sefirat HaOmer, if he was eating a food, if he knows that the urge would not be able to be controlled for more than 72 minutes, he must go to the bathroom first and relieve himself, and then he's able to make a beracha. We learned this from Maran in Siman Sadibet, Halakha Aleph, that was actually talking about tefillah. Now Maran holds when it comes to praying, it's even more severe. That even if it's an urge that one can control for 72 minutes, still one must relieve himself before he prays, because that falls under another category of Hikon Nikrat Elohecha Yisrael, where you're supposed to prepare yourself for tefillah, you have to have guf naki. However, regarding other berachot, or for that matter, even Devre Torah, a person should not sit down and learn Devre Torah if he has to go to the bathroom and the urge is as such where he cannot hold himself for 72 minutes. But if he can hold himself that time, then he's allowed to sit down and make berachot and also learn Torah. But let's say in the middle of the beracha, all of a sudden the urge becomes very strong and he can't hold himself. Halakha says you finish the beracha. Once you start the beracha, you don't make an interruption, unless it's considered a beracha arukah. For example, let's say a person was in the middle of the berachot of Kiryat Shema, which is a long beracha. He started Yoser Or, Vare Hoshech, Yoser Shlomo Letakol, Amir Haris, etc. All of a sudden, an urge comes to him, even though, let's say, he ascertains that he can wait more than 72 minutes. Since it's beracha arukah, it would be proper for him to pause, to go to the bathroom, come back, and then continue the beracha, because according to Maran, it doesn't matter really how long the hefsek is. Whenever you come back, no matter how long it took, you can't continue from where you left off. There are other opinions that say if you made a long hefsek, you have to start from the beginning, but Maran holds no matter why you left, and no matter how long you took before you came back, you're able to continue where you left off. So therefore the halakha in a long beracha, if the urge came to you, even if you'd be able to hold it for 72 minutes, it would be more proper to relieve yourself in the middle of the beracha and then come back. But in a short beracha where that's not doable, so you just finish the beracha and then you'll be able to take care of your needs.